Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Valerie, and this is my podcast, Solo Sister Travels. Here I'm giving a lighthearted review of my travel experiences both here at home and abroad. Today's episode is about my trip to absolute paradise, Tahiti. So after my trip to Scotland, when I get back, I immediately start saving for my next big trip. Of course, at this time, I have no idea where that is, but I'm saving it. I'm going somewhere. And so I start saving. So once I made the decision, I decided that since I've been to Scotland, you know, it was a little on the chilly, cool side, you know, a little cold, a little rainy. I wanted to go somewhere tropical. You know, wanted to go to an island. And that's when I came up with Tahiti. Now, because there's so many islands in Tahiti, start doing my research as to which island is the better one to go to, or one I could afford to go to, rather. And that is how I came up with Muhorea, aka Little Lizard, is what I was told. Now, as I'm researching Tahiti, I of course discover and find, or rather find out, the big island, the main island, Papeete, aka Tahiti Island, that the further away you get from that, the further out that you go on the islands, the more expensive things get. Because, of course, it's further out, you know, getting supplies there, traveling there and things like that. It's going to be more expensive. And that is why I landed on Muhorea, because it took like a 30-minute catamaran ride to get there. The next thing that I looked into and started researching is which resort that I wanted to stay at. And I nailed it down. I had gotten it down to the Hilton and the Sofitel Kia Ore Muhorea Beach Resort. And the reason why I ended up going with the Sofitel, believe it or not, I just like the bathroom. I was looking at the bungalows and some of the bungalows on the beach and the bungalows and the water. And I don't know, I just, the way they designed and the way they look, really, that is really what it came down to. But I do, if I ever get back to Tahiti, I actually would like to stay at the Hilton just to try it out and see what it looks like. But for this one, I went with Sofitel and I do not regret it at all. The people, the staff there were super nice, the food, everything, and it was all inclusive and I absolutely loved it. After deciding that, then of course, when is the good time to go? Best time, cheapest time to go. And of course, I discover at the end of the peak season, because keep in mind, peak season, peak prices, high season, high prices. So that is when I decided to go in September. I ended up going in the middle of September. And I loved it because even the weather was super nice. I mean, it was like low to mid 70s the whole time I was there. Yes, I was also coming, it was coming into their winter season, which means rain. But the thing was, there was only a couple of days where it rained, but when it rained, and I mean, it was a hard rain, it would come pouring down, it would last for like 5-10 minutes, stop, and then the sun was out for the rest of the day. So that was no big deal. Next thing, of course, as you know, I like to do safety. What are the major crimes there? Is it safe as a woman, as a black woman, to travel there? And then I discovered there's no like big major crimes that happen there except for pickpocketing, you know, pickpocketers. I can handle that. I ain't got nothing in my pockets. I just won't keep anything in them. You know, there it is. So we're set. I have my destination, when I want to go, where I want to stay. My next thing is I reach out to AAA Travel Services to book my stuff. Now, the young lady who had helped with my Scotland tour, I quickly found out she's no longer with AAA. So with that, I figure, okay, I'll walk up to the location that is closest to me. So when I get to the location, like I said, it's closest to me, I meet the young lady who is there and I figured, you know, I'm going to try and work with her. I tell her I'm traveling by myself and that I want to go to Muhorea. Okay. I don't know what she heard or what she did not heard. I don't know if it was her way of trying to upsell me, but anytime we talked after we met, either on the phone or emails, she constantly kept talking about going to Bora Bora. Girl, I told you, I ain't going there. Can't afford that. And it's just me. You know, not that I couldn't go to Bora Bora by myself, but it's super expensive. And let's face it, Bora Bora is, it really is catered more to designed for couples to go. So, but no. And like I said, I just wasn't going there, period, anyway. So after a while, with me, 1, 2, 3, strike, you out. And that was the thing with her. 1, 2, 3, strike, she was out. She wasn't getting it. So then I switched up because I still wanted to work with AAA because I'm a member. I reached out to another location, and that is when I met Julie. So I end up speaking with, like I said, with Julie, and nice conversation over the phone. I tell her what I'm looking to do and when, and I let her know that I would like to meet with her, and keep in mind this is all happening, like I said, after the pandemic, to come to her office so we can at least just try and meet face to face. And so she's like, yeah, sure. I go to her office and boom, we connect. Julie is great. She listened to me. So when I got there, she already, you know, she was like letting me know what's going on with Italy, with the travel that's going on, what I would have to do as far as traveling, getting back to and from the United States and everything. She had it done. It was great. She had done some of her homework by the time I got there. And like I said, we vibed. It was great. Then when she goes to look, and she's like, okay, let me look and look at some of her, I guess her, the third, you know, third party vendors and travel companies that AAA works with, where she can possibly find me any deals. And that's the really cool thing I like about working with AAA and being a member of AAA, is that when you go to use a travel agency, they can go to all their associates and third parties that they work with and see where they can possibly get you discounts and try to apply them to your trip, which is absolutely wonderful. So Julie does that, and I love it, because when she calls me back, she's like, hey, you want to do bungalow over the water or on the beach? And I'm like, I don't know when I'm getting back to AAA, so bungalow over the water, please. Thank you. And, you know, so she sets it up and everything. She comes back. She's letting me know how much this is, that is. And I loved it because, like I said, she listens. She knows what I'm doing. She's not trying to upsell me in any ways whatsoever. Julie is rock star status. She's the best. I absolutely adore her. And not on top of that, she's just a wonderful person as well. So, yeah, let's get it done, Julie.